I've got a flyer who has accumulated over 1.2 million miles a year who has an opinion about what went down in that video. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, of course. Thank you, Dr. Beer, for having me.
So what are your thoughts on what went down there in that video?
The first thing I have to say is you always comply with the commands of the officials that are giving you instructions. And if the instructions are to get off the airplane, you got to get off the airplane.
Isn't it accurate?
You deal with this problem at the gate.
Isn't it accurate that essentially any order by a gate staff, flight staff, captain is a police order, right? Isn't that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and in an even in an airport, let alone on an aircraft, if you create any sort of disturbance, you're going to be held. You're going to be restrained in some way by a police action. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Federal Aviation Regulation, I believe it's 121.508 or 3, somewhere in there, states that if you interfere with a crew member's instructions or become non-compliant, you are breaking the law. And it's a federal law, not a local law.
And so when you disregard the order, even though you don't like it, it's not fair, the order of a gate staff, they will then call the cops. And then when you resist the cops, you are now resisting the police. And when you resist them doing whatever they do next, now you're resisting arrest, right?
And you hit the nail on the head. This is not a United Airlines problem. This is a police brutality problem. The way that law enforcement officer responds to the situation is how he, as a professional, or they, as a professional, decide to escalate the situation.
Right. And I am, you know, it seems like their airport police, I mean, again, I don't want to, I'm sympathetic to what they're contending with. I mean, thousands of people being moved around and trying to maintain their safety and prevent a terrorist attack and, you know, keep on, you know, gigantic pieces of metal in the sky. I mean, there's a lot going on here. And so I guess the question would be, do you think they were too aggressive, or is that just the nature of moving so many people around under these sorts of extreme circumstances that their tactics may be a little heavy-handed?
I think in this case, what we see, the court of public opinion, is that it was excessive. However, we don't know what the time frame was, how this passenger was reacting prior to this event. All the background information is pertinent in this situation.
A pilot said next time he's going to have if somebody refused to get off, he's going to insist everybody get off at that point.
That's exactly, honestly, this entire morning, that's kind of what we've, you know, all my friends that travel a lot have all been saying the same thing, that, you know, in the future, the captains are better off just deplaning the entire flight and then going back at it with an hour or 2 hours away.
And believe me, if I were one of the people deplaned, I might have behaved like those police officers with this guy, at least back on the firm land. Now, let's talk about the PR mess that United has gotten themselves into. I don't know how they get out of it. It's going to take forever, I suppose. But have been handled in a better way? I know this. You're certainly not, you know, it's just your own opinion on this as a flyer. Or should we get out? Should people be getting out? Or is this another sort of opportunity for everybody to think twice about things they see on social media before they really, before they really jump into the mass hysteria, the crowd dynamics?
I think it's twofold. So what you talked about was how United responded to this, and I'll address that in that stop reacting and start responding. You know, listen to what's going on and respond accordingly. Don't just start reacting to the tweets and to Facebook. And I think that's something United really needs to learn how to navigate.
Yeah, I think we all do. I think we all do. I